and now, of course, artificial bait. Mm-hmm. And then it, when you go and crawfish, you use you take that and use part of the crawfish. That's when you are going, like you gonna go to the river and fish for those large catfishes I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They used to use little mammals.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And little, you catch little, they would go and catch little mammals. That you have a little minnow net.
Mm-hmm.
They would, you would find a school of those little things. Just a little, they call it just a little school. And you could just dip that net down and they just get dozens and dozens. And then you have minnow farms. You have people who sell minnows. But we don't, I don't think anymore, because so many people use the artificial lures and things like that, the bait. I think most everyone now. Well, not around here. Oh, and another thing is the Catawba worm.
Catawba, what is that?
Uh-huh. That's a tree. That big leaf, see where that pop blue truck is parked?
Oh, yeah.
That big leaf tree?
Uh-huh.
In another 2 weeks, there won't be a leaf on that tree. We had one in right in the front yard, and I had it dug up. It died,
uh-huh.
And there was just one little limb that would come out. And that old Catawba worm is a striped. That thing's about that long.
Are those the ones that build nests?
No, they just come. They're just tiny little things, and just almost overnight they get to be huge things,
mm-hmm.
And you can catch fish with those things better than you can anything in the world.
I've never used them. I always use, worms or minnows or something.
And you can freeze those things. You can catch those Catawba worms and put them in a bag and put them in your freezer and freeze them. And then when you want to go fishing, you take them out and they come to life.
You kidding me?
No, I am not.
Really?
I really am not.
Wow,
my husband has gotten them, put 3 and 4 dozen at the time in a paper bag, twist that bag real good and put them up in the freezer part of the refrigerator. I couldn't stand it. But they would, and they would just keep for indefinitely.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I've never heard of doing
that. Mm-hmm. Oh, they just, all these little trees, there's a tree up there. And there's just, and that's a great, that's a huge one across the road over there.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Across the road, that's a Catawba tree. And there's dozens of people that goes over there and gets worms.
Oh,
dear. Yeah. And they'll just that's get good. Up there and shake if they don't get but one or two.
Shake the tree.
Shake the tree, and yeah, we have a lot of Catawba trees, mm-hmm. And they are just.
What part of the tree is it that's underground?
Roots.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody using roots, going up and digging up roots for anything?
Yeah, uh-huh, for medicine.
Oh, really?
A long time ago they used to, and herbs, roots and herbs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now what they were, I don't know.
Yeah. I've heard people making tea out of them, too.
Well, sassafras.
Sassafras
now that we have now, that people. That's about the only one I think now that's really being used,
mm-hmm.
that we have now.
Have you ever run across those kind of poisonous bushes that around this area that turn red during the fall?
Shumate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to get in that stuff.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All the time. How about the...
The leaves are so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll
yeah, poison ivy and poison oak,
uh-huh.
And all that.
Yesterday when we were talking about berries, have you ever seen those kind of big red berries?